Moochers, freeloaders, we all know people who are sharing our Netflix passwords. Well, the streaming giant has been cracking down on that, and profits are up. Thing is, Netflix suggests the number of subscribers in the future may not look so good. Let's talk about all this with Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
All right, you choose. You want to start with the good news or the bad news for Netflix?
Yeah, well, the good news, as you point out, is this crackdown on password sharing. Bad news for the moochers, as you call them. Good news for the company. They added 9.3 million subscribers. Now, the bad news for the company is Wall Street investors aren't really reacting very positively to this, because the company also noted that very strong growth in subscribers is likely to slow. And they also sort of shocked Wall Street by saying they're not going to report the numbers on subscriber growth going forward. They're saying their math has gotten more complicated since there are now three different tiers of service, and they're also earning revenue from advertising on the lowest tier, that simply reporting the subscriber number, which is what investors really only looked at previously, or the first thing they looked at least, the math's a little more complicated, but Wall Street's kind of scratching their heads at that. They really want them to keep reporting that number. So the stock is under a little bit of pressure despite these very strong results for the first quarter.
Yeah, and just talk a little bit more about these subscription numbers. As you said, in the last quarter, the subscriptions were up. Maybe it's because more people are actually paying for their accounts. I don't know if my adult children are listening. The issue, though, right, is going forward, that they say, oh, those are less relevant to us going forward. I mean, is the suggestion that this period of getting a whole bunch of new subscribers is coming to an end? I mean, it's got to end at some point, right?
Yeah, I think at least the numbers like we saw in this quarter and a couple previous quarters, you know, the crackdown on passwords really started in the middle of last year. So as they're reporting these numbers, they're comparing them to the same time last year before the crackdown. But there is potentially more business there for them to unlock. The company has estimated that more than 100 million people were using an account which they didn't pay for. So it's yet to be seen how many of them will actually be converted to paying customers. But they are warning investors that this type of more than 9.3 million subscriber growth in this most recent period, that is unlikely to continue for very much longer.
Yeah. And just briefly, I mean, Netflix says, and it seems to be the case, it's also got some pretty big shows going out there, right? Three Body Problem, Griselda, I mean, people are watching.
Yeah, that is also another element of why they had such a good quarter. Now saying their streaming service accounts for about 8% of all TV viewing in the U.S., leading TV network in most of the world's major media markets. And they say that on average, they think about two people per household are using the service. So that adds up to more than half a billion people around the world who are watching Netflix. So the numbers are pretty astounding.
Yeah. In the US and beyond. Mike Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg. Mike, thanks.
Thanks, Scott.